refers to that latest announcement of the Strategic Banking Corporation, which will provide low-interest loans to small and medium-sized businesses here. The European Investment Bank will be supplying the biggest funding to the new bank. In a minute, we'll be hearing from Werner Hoyer of the EIB. First, let's talk to our economics correspondent, Sean Whelan, who's in Dublin City Centre in our satellite car. Sean, tell us more about this banking corporation. When will it actually be up and running and giving money out to Irish business?
Well, it's about to sign the final legal agreements with AIB and Bank of Ireland. They'll be doing the actual front of house work, if you like, in distributing the loan money. So they think by December they should be formally open for business on these loans. They don't expect the actual money to start really rolling out until after Christmas, because inevitably these things take a bit of time to get going. But really, they're saying as and from December they are open for business, and they're trying to get the idea of a strategic banking corporation, get that brand out there, known to the business community and business advisors, because they're saying, look, we have a pot of money as of right now, 800 million euro worth, and the capacity to get more, going up to they can borrow up another 4 billion under legislation. So there'll be a fairly chunky sum of money available to the SME sector pretty much immediately, really. So if people have ideas for investment, and that really is what this fund is targeted at, it's not so much working capital or money to keep your business turning over. This is for expansion and growth in businesses. But if people are looking for money for that, then get in touch with them by all means.
And it was said at the outset when they were launching this that they would be more flexible than the other banks. In what way might they be more flexible? What are the terms and conditions that might apply, Sean?
Well, what they're trying to do is copy the KfW bank in Germany. This is a state-owned development bank, and it has taken a longer-term view of investments and funding for small and medium-sized enterprises, as we would know them here, Mittelstand companies, they call them in Germany, and these are very much the backbone of the German economy. And what the KfW have done, using a similar model of lending money through existing commercial banks, is to get money, source it at very cheap state-guaranteed rates, and then lend it on for longer periods. I mean, typically you'd get funding in Irish banks of maybe 1 to 3 years. KfW loans tend to be in the longer term, 7 years and upwards. They also have built-in things like repayment holidays or interest holidays for maybe the first year or 18 months of the loan, to give the company a chance to start building up its own cash flow without having to worry about making repayments to the banks immediately. And they could also do things like matching the repayment terms of the loan to the money that gets generated from a new investment. So if somebody was to buy a new piece of machinery for their factory, it's going to take them a couple of months to get that commissioned and up to speed and start selling products out of it. Once they get the cash flow coming in from that, then they could start repaying the loans, whereas typically with the commercial banks here and presumably in other countries, they want their money back very quickly, pretty much from the day you start signing the loan and drawing it down. They're looking for a repayment schedule then. So it's much better from a cash flow point of view for businesses, because they get longer term financing at lower costs, and it's matched pretty much to the type of cash flow that the investment is designed to generate. And on those grounds, it becomes much more attractive for businesses to take on loans like this.
Sean, stay with us. Let's hear now from Werner Hoyer of the European Investment Bank, which, as we know, is co-funding this scheme. We talked to him a short time ago. I began by asking him why the EIB was involved. What for them is the attraction?
When I came to Ireland in my new capacity as head of this European bank 3 years ago, I said that Ireland must be the lighthouse amidst the countries in crisis. And this has now really materialized. The success of Ireland over the last couple of years has been smashing. Everybody is now envying Ireland for the growth rate and the economic development. Now, we still have a big problem with financing, with access to finance for small and medium-sized companies here. And this is an institution which is being set up in parallel to institutions which we have in some other countries, which will ease the access of small companies to finance in a hopefully very unbureaucratic manner and in a way that guarantees very attractive lending conditions.
And what would be more attractive in terms of what this bank is offering compared with our normal, our pillar banks like AIB or Bank of Ireland?
Well, I think we operate through two different kinds of channels. We operate with the regular Irish banks, with whom we have done 610 million euros over the last years. And we have now a complementary channel to that. And it's up to the individual company to compare where the better deal can be struck. And that is on a case-to-case basis. But what is important is that there is an additional channel that will make sure that, A, more money is available for SMEs, and secondly, the advantage that we can forward, because we can fund at very reasonable rates on the world markets, will be forwarded to the final beneficiary, and that is the SMEs in Ireland. We'll make funding for SMEs a lot easier in this country, like it is so the case in so many others.
And ideally, what sort of sums of money are we talking about? What sort of sums would be lent out to businesses looking to expand?
Well, we think that, or we assume that this new institution here in Ireland, with our help, will be able to support companies from one-man shows to relatively big companies. However, there are state aid rules that have to be observed, and that means an overall sum of 200,000 cannot be surpassed. But this is means practically that 4 million euro maximum financing is given. But the interesting thing in Ireland is that we have so many very, very small companies which have problems with access to finance, and it's mainly them which we target. Because the problem all over Europe is, you know, if a big company with 10,000 people is in trouble, then the Prime Minister will appear and promise help. If 10 companies of 1,000 people are in trouble, then 10 local MEPs or MPs will be on the scene and support. If 10,000 small companies with one or two or three workers go into trouble, then the undertaker comes. This is the big difference. We want to do something for the real small ones.
And how will you define, or how do you define success for this new strategic banking corporation?
Well, the market will decide that. We rely heavily on the professionalism of SBCI and their partner banks, because going through SBCI does not mean that the traditional banks would be bypassed. They will be the agents for SBCI, because SBCI will not be present with retail stores all over the country, like EIB, which is never present on the ground with the local branches. So we continue to work and trust in the local companies, the local banking companies.
But if you find that your agents, that is the Irish banks, are not doing as they should do, you have the power to intervene, do you, and say, we want you to change your practices, we want you to be a bit more flexible in terms of how you lend this money?
Absolutely. It is not our intention to boost the profits of the banks. It's our intention to ease the access to finance for SMEs.
And there you heard Werner Heuer of the European Investment Bank, which is one of the key backers of this strategic banking corporation, which was launched this morning. Sean Whelan, our economics correspondent, is still with us. Sean, we'll talk to you in a minute about the German economy, because also at this launch today was Wolfgang Schäuble, the federal finance minister from Germany. And he was being asked about Ireland's progress roaring ahead at the same time the Eurozone economy still in the balance, with Germany's financial health obviously key to the recovery. So what's happening there, and how might one impact on the other? This is what he had to say.
Ireland made a huge contribution for the common success of to stabilizing the euro. We have regained confidence in financial markets. And we will continue. Actually, we have, in most member states, we have some worsening of the development of the economy. Even in Germany, the forecast is weaker than it used to be some months ago. It's true. Other member states as well. There is one outstanding exemption, and that is Ireland. In Ireland, the forecast has increased tremendously.
Germany's Federal Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble talking in Dublin this morning. Sean, I suppose the worry here has been, and I'm not sure that Mr. Schäuble addressed that issue, is that here we are racing ahead, but Germany could still stumble and bring us all down.
Yeah, that is becoming more and more of a worry now. And retail sales figures from Germany this morning down very sharply as well, adding fuel to the fire of concern that people are having about the German economy. A lot of them, the weakness in Germany due, it has to be said, to the Ukraine crisis and German companies putting investment plans on hold because of the uncertainty surrounding that. But that is how we see geopolitical risk, as they call it, having a chilling effect on the economies. But you're right, Germany is the big economy in Europe. It's about a third of the European economy. And even though Ireland's economy is going gangbusters, we're only about 1% of the economy. So if a third of the economy is performing worse than people hoped it would, that is inevitably going to have an effect on us. And although our growth here has been largely fueled by our exports to Britain and America, who've been doing very, very well in world terms, remember, Britain's biggest export market is the rest of the Eurozone. So if that starts to weaken, that has a knockback effect on Britain, and Britain is our key trading partner, and that might have a knockback effect on us. So as Mr. Schäuble has said elsewhere during that press conference, we're all connected here in Europe, and everybody needs everybody to do well for everybody else to do well.
Sean, thanks for that. Sean Whelan there in Dublin City Centre. Apologies for the slight delay. He was in our satellite van.